everyone. You're listening to I Watched That, Episode 7 with Fran and Kyle. Today we'll be discussing two shows. Kyle's got Better Call Saul, and I'll be talking about the Apple TV Plus limited series, Defending Jacob. Before we start, if you haven't already, please go follow us on social media. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter under @I_watched_that, all lowercase. Follow us. Let us know what you think about the show. We want to hear from you wherever you are. All right, so let's get into it. Kyle, starting with Better Call Saul. Tell us what it's about, and then go into your favorite and least favorite character.
Well, Better Call Saul is the prequel spin-off series from Breaking Bad, one of the most critically acclaimed series of all time. And it's about Saul Goodman, a.k.a. Jimmy McGill. That's his actual name, Jimmy McGill. Mm-hmm. But in Breaking Bad, he was a supporting character. He wasn't really a main character, you know? He was very much, he was basically just the main character's lawyer. And you only saw him in that sense. You never saw his personal life, ever, actually, in the entire show. So that's what this show's for. Not only delve into his personal life and how he became that person, Breaking Bad, but also what he was like before that, you know. Since the show is, it's set 6 years before, which I have the years actually. It's set 2002 because Breaking Bad is set in 2008 at the very start of it, anyways. Uh-huh. So it's early 2000s. A lot of flip phones,
Motorolas.
Probably. a lot of those computers, the big chunky ones, you know. It's pretty great, honestly. But it starts out with him. He's trying to become a lawyer, his brother Chuck, who's a big time lawyer. He has his own firm with two other lawyers. It's called Hamlin McGill, mm-hmm. because both Hamlins are, it's a father and son. But if you started this show though, one of them, I think, passed away. So then one of the Hamlins works just with Chuck. But the thing is though, at the start of the show, you can sense that Chuck isn't okay and he hasn't been working in a while. He has this, it's an actual real condition, but it's not very common. Basically, it's a mental condition where people think they're sensitive to electricity.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know if you've heard of this, friend. It's a very rare thing. Because I remember when I was watching the show, I'm like, is this an actual thing or did they make this up? And they kind of didn't. It's just, it's so rare. Very few people have this. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But yeah, that's what he thinks. He thinks he's, allergic to electricity. So he literally has all the lights off in his house. He doesn't use any electricity. He only uses lanterns, which is honestly extremely dangerous when you think about it.
Oh my god.
And he only uses gas.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very bad. It's such a and also he doesn't go outside at all. Jimmy just buys all of his groceries and gives it to him.
Oh my god, all right.
Yeah, it's kind of intense actually. So you can tell he's not well, mm-hmm. right? And he thinks he's not well physically, but it's obviously not physically. It's completely mentally. And they delve into that a little more later in the show. The start, mm-hmm. they don't talk about it too much. It's only when his condition gets worse, they have to delve into it more. They do give hints as to why he's like that, what's contributing to it. So he did just go through a divorce with his wife. And also he's kind of getting old and he can't work as much as he could. So I think it's they never say exactly why he's like this, but you can kind of imply that's probably his divorce and all the stuff that's happened to him recently. But I would say the first couple of seasons is very much focused on him, Jimmy and Chuck, a lot. And kind of their relationship to one another, almost how Breaking Bad was kind of about Walt and Jesse. This one's very different though, because with Walt and Jesse, it was a father-son relationship, but obviously not really. It was kind of like a pseudo one because they aren't actually father and son. Mm-hmm. But this one, they're actually family and they're brothers. Jimmy's a younger brother. And you can tell that he admires his brother so much. And he like one lives up to him, but Chuck's just very, he's kind of just a dick.
Oh, okay.
So like plainly said, he just, I think he just, I think he only, he basically just sees Jimmy in one way and no other way. Cause Jimmy used to be kind of like, he was kind of a degenerate when he was a kid. They even give him a nickname, Slippin' Jimmy, meaning he kind of messed up because he like schemed a lot and he did cons. You know?
Ooh, okay.
He's kind of like that kind of person, you know? So yeah. And they even do flashbacks. He even stole money from the register, like from his father's store. So like, yeah, like he's not like, he's not the most perfect guy, but I don't think he's a bad person, honestly. Okay. Like at the start, he's not like a bad person. He's just kind of like, I feel like he just can't help himself, you know? Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I would say that's the show's about basically him just becoming a lawyer. And also, oh, he has a, well, at the start, it's not really his girlfriend, but there's this, later on, it's his girlfriend, Kim, who he worked with at the law firm that his, that his brother was made.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like, slowly, like, surely, they, slowly but surely, they, like, kind of, like, make a law firm together. He worked for different law firms. Like, it's very much like a lawyer show, kind of, but then there's also this criminal aspect to it, because one of the characters, Mike from Breaking Bad, is also in the show, and the big villain from Breaking Bad, Gus, is also in the show, but it's obviously before, you know, they're the people in that show.
Mm-hmm.
So like there's kind of like two, I would say for the first three seasons, there's like I would say Jimmy is the main character, but then there's also Mike, and they kind of run parallel to one another, but they don't connect to like way later.
Okay.
You know, because like I would say for the first few seasons they have like no relation to one another, you know, like Mike's storyline's very much like a like him he's basically a criminal, you know, and then Jimmy's not really a criminal yet, and then eventually they kind of like intersect a few times. They intersect one time in the beginning of the show, and then later in the end they start to intersect a little more, you know.
Okay. Yeah,
yeah. But I'll say that's like, I'd say it's a very low-key show, because it's not very, it's not like a thriller like Breaking Bad is. It's very much like a drama.
Okay.
That's not too, like, it's serious, but it's not like it's not a comedy drama. I wouldn't call it that. It's just like a light drama, and it has some doses of comedy in it, you know? Because like the, Jimmy's not very, he's not a very serious person.
Okay.
He makes a lot of jokes a lot, and he's kind of like, yeah, he's not very like I don't know, it's, even in Breaking Bad he wasn't very he's not a serious person, which I kind of like. It's like very nice to have that, especially since all of the characters surrounding him are quite serious, like Mike and Gus, you know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know what, let's, yeah, that's basically what the show's about. I would talk about the, my favorite character obviously is Jimmy.
Okay.
Or Saul, which he does, I think, I don't know which season it is. It might be the third or the fourth one, but he starts going by that name more often. And he wears like silly, tacky and wacky like suits and ties. Cause that's what he's like in the Breaking Bad. And he makes like these like, you know, it's like those cringy like TV commercials that like people make.
Yeah,
he
kind
of does those types of commercials.
Oh my gosh. Okay, that's funny.
Yeah, he literally just gets film students to film them for him. And like he does it a lot illegally too. He literally like films in like places he shouldn't even be filming. Like one time he films in a military airport.
Oh.
And they pretend this old guy's a vet or something.
Oh my god. Okay.
I know.
This is a very interesting show.
It's so, I love it. But you know, Jimmy's my favorite because I like his transformation. Like, and the thing is though, it's different with, I feel like, because it's very similar to Breaking Bad where he's a good person, he becomes a bad person, but he's not like an evil person like Walt was by the end of that show. He's more of like, it's more of you feel bad for him because you're like, oh man, he could have like, if he just didn't go this route, he would have probably had a better life. And I don't know, you just kind of like feel bad that like that he basically lives up to what his brother thinks of him.
Oh,
and it's okay. Kind of sad, and you kind of feel bad for him. And he's not like a bad person by the end. He's just more of like he's willing to do things that others aren't, even if it's kind of sketchy and not illegal. I mean, literally illegal. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also I like his storyline with Kim too, because the thing interesting about Kim though is that she's not in Breaking Bad. So I don't know what's going to happen to her. It's either she dies or like leaves him. I have no idea.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, which is nice because mostly every character, I kind of know what happens to them, you know? Okay. So yeah, and also just really like her. She's really strong. She's really hardworking. And she's kind of like, it's really sweet. She like actually believes in Jimmy. And she knows, like there's even this one scene where she literally talks to Chuck and says like, you know, him being like this is kind of your fault because you just don't believe in him, and you should because you're his brother. And it's like, oh, just, I love how much like she actually like genuinely loves Jimmy, and it's very sweet.
Aww.
And the thing is though, it's interesting because then you can see how Jimmy affects her, but not in a good way.
Okay.
He's willing to do things that aren't also great because she's very hardworking and very ethical, right? But also she kind of has that side to her like Jimmy is, where she likes doing cons and kind of like messing with the system. And like, because the thing is though, he only does cons with like rich people. Yeah, like he never does it to like poor people. Like that's of course not, like he wants to get actual money, and he's not like, he doesn't have a complete, he has a mostly sense of right and wrong during the show, right? But yeah, I would say Jimmy and Kim's storyline, along with the Jimmy and Chuck storyline, which only lasts not the whole show, because I would say halfway through season three, there's quite a shift in how the show works.
Mm-hmm.
And but it's honestly for the better though. Like I would say each season really got better as it went on.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. And yeah, I guess I'll talk about like the favorite season and why, I guess, now.
Did you favorite storyline?
Yeah, I would just talk about Jimmy and like, yeah, I would say like, I would say my least favorite storyline really isn't Mike's, because there's some really good stuff in there.
Mm.
It's just sometimes it does feel quite different from what Jimmy's doing. Sometimes it's kind of weird. But like, as the show goes on later on, it's okay because they mix well together. But I would say, definitely though, I just like Jimmy's transformation and also Kim's transformation. And I like all the Chuck stuff because like they don't paint him as a terrible person. You get why. There's even flashback episodes to with his wife. You know, you get to see that when he was like a normal person.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like they do definitely a good job of showing him the way he is. But like, I still don't like him. I get why he's like that, you know, like yeah. I get why he's like that, and it's okay. And yeah, but oh my god, I would say though the best Jimmy Chuck episode, it's where it really like falls into place, is season three episode five. I think it's called Chichanery or something. I might be saying that word not right, but it's like a courtroom episode, and it's like fantastic. It's so good because it's like, it's a courtroom episode, which, you know, kind of can be not personal, but this one they make it very personal. And it's just so good. It's very good. Also, like, Jimmy does some scamming. He does some conning, just like he always does.
Very nice. Very nice.
But, yeah, that's a really good episode. I really like that. I think it might be episode six. I'm not sure. It's definitely in the middle of season three, though. But, yeah, that's, like, a really... Season three is really good. Yeah, so I guess I talked about that already. So I guess my favorite seasons... Obviously, this show just gets better as it goes on, Fran. So season five definitely is the best season. That's the most recent season. It came out last year.
Oh.
And yeah, I don't know. I just would say the show gets better as it goes on because it never... One, because the show... Like, I would say the first season is kind of... I don't know. I wouldn't call it slow. Mm-hmm. But it's very character building. Like, there isn't that much plot that happens.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not very plot heavy like Breaking Bad was, you know? It's very character, like it's very much about character. And I think that's why some people actually like the show better than Breaking Bad, which like I wouldn't say now because it's not done yet.
You know? How many seasons will there be?
I was going to get to that. There'll be six seasons.
Okay.
I'll just say it now. There'll be six seasons. The next season is season six, and it'll be out next year, probably early 2022. They're filming it now. Thank God. And yeah, and that's where it will mostly connect with the start of Breaking Bad, I guess. Also, the interesting thing is actually worth to mention is that Breaking Bad also did this. I don't think they did this every season. But for 2 and 5, I remember they did it. But they do flash forward scenes.
Ooh.
They don't tell you it's a flash forward scene. They just kind of show it.
Oh, I like it when shows do that. That's cool.
And for Better Call Saul, though, they do it consistently across each season. The thing is, though, unlike Breaking Bad, it's like very brief scenes. Like very quick, almost like vignettes. Like they're very small scenes. And also they're in black and white. So you know that it's a flash forward.
Okay.
Yeah, because basically it's Saul, I guess. Well, actually, you know what, he's not gonna go by either of those names in these flash forwards. But he's working at this very like chain restaurant, and you can see he's hiding from someone, and like there isn't much plot progression in each scene, really. It's more about like showing that he still has kind of like Saul in him, but he's trying to hide it because he doesn't want to be caught, you know what I mean? It's kind of like that. But I know, you know what, I would, you know what, I'm actually thinking about this. I should probably watch the fifth season again, because like I remember the last flash forward scene was like immensely important, but I can't remember the top of my head right now. But yeah, so I'm really excited to see that scene, because it's a flash forward scene and it's set after Breaking Bad.
Oh.
Which is very cool, because there's only been, there was the movie that was set after Breaking Bad, El Camino, with it was just about Jesse. And yeah, so like that, but I think these flash forward scenes are even after that movie, because that movie takes place directly after season 5 finale, like the series finale. Okay. So, like, I'm curious as to what they're gonna show. They're just showing Jimmy, though. Like, they're not showing anyone else. Mm-hmm. You know, which is fine, because, like, he's the main character, so of course. Because, like, I know what happens to Mike and Gus already. Like, we know what happens to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also, season 5 also has the best episode. It's called Bagman. It's in season 5, episode 8.
Oh,
it's directed by Vince Gilligan, like the creator of both shows. He made this show, Better Call Saul, with another colleague of his. I think it's like, here, wait, I'm pretty sure it's, 1 second. Should have got this before. I think it's Peter Gold. Yeah, he made it with him. Because Breaking Bad, he made it like by himself. But the show, he made it with another person who just worked on Breaking Bad with him. But yeah, I know. Season 5 episode is an amazing episode. Because like, not only storytelling-wise, it's really impressive. But there's some really cool like shootout scenes. It's like really intense. Like, it kind of shows Jimmy's first foray into like criminal activity. But it's not really him doing it, but more of him witnessing it, and they don't really sugarcoat it. Like, he literally is like basically in the middle of a shootout and he's seeing people die.
Oh.
And like, it's very intense, and he's literally trying to save, like, he's trying to also to hide from, you know, so he doesn't get shot and die. And like, but yeah, and Bob Odenkirk did an amazing performance. I mean, like, you could tell how like shocked he is, because he eventually goes back home and he sees Kim, because they live together, and like, he's like, so it's amazing. I never seen him like that before, so it was like, it was interesting to see him like that vulnerable, because I've never seen him like that in Breaking Bad or on the show up until that moment. He's a very fearless person,
yeah,
because he's very much the person who can talk their way out of things.
Oh, those are people you got to watch out for.
Oh, for sure. he'd easily talk his way out of anything. Like, he's like literally the first season, I think he's about to what is it? Okay, this like one of these I think he's a cartel member. There's a lot of cartel members in the show because like it's New Mexico, so there's like a lot of that activity. Mm-hmm. But like he straight up talks out this like cartel member out of breaking these two men's legs.
Oh wow! Okay.
That's oh wait, cool. No, sorry. Wait, actually, no. Wait, I got that wrong. I think he talks him out of killing them. Even but he's better. Like, hey, just like break their legs, it's fine. You don't have to kill them. So he does break their legs, and then he like rushes them to the hospital. Oh, but he talks their way out of like killing them, which is pretty good, honestly.
I mean, you know, a cast or death, you know.
Exactly, but that episode though, yeah, it's called Bagman. It's a great episode. I think he got probably nominated, I think maybe for directing or writing, I'm not quite sure, for the last Emmy. Ooh. Which I would like to talk about actually the award stuff, because you know what, this show has never won best series yet, Fran.
Really?
It's been on for 6 years now. It premiered in 2015. Nothing. And it's won other awards, like Bob Odenkirk won quite a few times. So did Giancarlo Esposito, who plays Gus, because he also won for Breaking Bad before.
Love that.
Jonathan Banks. Yeah, he was in, he's in a lot of stuff. He's in, like, The Boys, he's in The Mandalorian. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He was in Dear White People, right?
Yes, he was, yep.
Yeah, he's in a lot of shows.
He's a guy. You want him in a show,
he's a guy, honestly. He's really good in The Boys, too. I really liked him in that show, even though it's very, it's not a big part, but he plays obviously the bad guy, obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, he won on the actually played Jonathan Banks, who plays Mike. He won too. Like a lot of the actor, like a lot of acting awards, a lot of writing awards, a lot of directing awards, but nothing. And you know what's really funny, Fran? This is the same thing happened to Breaking Bad.
Silly.
It didn't win until the last season.
Well, let's hope then.
I hope this wins. I'd be so upset if it doesn't. But yeah, it still's never won. So I hope it wins something, you know, like recently. But yeah, here one. Yeah, I kind of talked about that.
What kept you watching, Kyle? That's how we'll wrap it up with.
Yeah. That's what I was gonna do. Okay, because I already talked about the award stuff. Yeah. So you know, so yeah, what kept me watching? Like I've kind of talked about this before, but definitely like, well, you know what? This is like the nerd in me, which is funny because it's literally just there's only two shows. Well, now it's two shows in one movie, but like it is really much a world they created.
Yeah.
And I just love it. Like I love this like. Because it's a very, like specific world, you know? It's, like, literally, it's in Albuquerque the entire time, all three things. Which is also, by the way, one of the worst places to live in the world. Albuquerque? Yeah, I looked it up. It's not the most lowest, but it's literally down there. Like, it's not a good place to live.
Huh. Why?
Because of the criminal and drug activity.
Oh.
Also, it's just genuinely the worst weather. It's like you're basically in a desert.
Ugh, hot. Oh my god.
You're right next to Mexico because it's New Mexico, the state. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So like a lot of Latino people live there. I actually looked it up. A lot of Latino and like white people live there mostly.
Okay.
Yeah, and but yeah, I would say. I just like the world they created. I love what Vitzigling did. I think it's so smart and brilliant. I love the way he didn't I remember when Better Call Saul, just before it was coming out, Fran, I was kind of worried about it. I was like, oh my God, are they going to mess it up? I feel like they're going to mess it up. Like they're going to mess it up. They're going to do something bad. Like it's not going to be good or something. Or it's not going to be as good, you know?
Yeah.
So I was kind of worried. But like, funny enough, like the first season of Better Call Saul is honestly better than the first season of Breaking Bad, funny enough. It is, I would say so. I would say most people would agree to that.
Okay.
And critically too. But like, I just wasn't sure what type of show it was going to be, and like, I wasn't sure if they're just going to make it the same as Breaking Bad, which I kind of didn't want them to do because I think that's just never a good idea. But they made it like very, like it still has like the DNA of that show mm-hmm. and the storytelling, because it's very much the same people making it. But the way they do it and the way they tell the story and the character is just so much different. It's a completely different show, you know, because like it's literally a lawyer show. I would say Breaking Bad is very much about chemistry, which I did love about that show, because I love that. I remember the first, maybe, I don't know if it's the first episode, but he literally says how the chemistry is the study of change. And that's literally what the show's doing. He's changing into a different person. Okay. So I thought that was a good like symbolism, you know, especially, even though it's very simple symbolism, it's still good, you know?
Yeah, of course.
But I like the way they just completely changed the show, but in a good way, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. I feel like each season like just got better, and it also it peeled it like with Breaking Bad it was very much like he changed quite quickly into the person he was,
because
mm-hmm. you could tell he was always going to be that person, especially the route he was going. But with Jimmy, it's like a little different. It's more subtle the way they do it. It's not obvious. Like the end of the first season is mostly him kind of like, because he does something good at the end. He basically gets a bunch of money. He gets all this money from something. I won't spoil it. But he gets all this money and he chooses to do the right thing and not keep it.
Oh,
but then at the end, he's like, fuck this. I'm going to do whatever I want, basically.
Okay.
So like, but it comes for a whole season to get him there, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then by the end of the second season, he's not like a bad person. He's kind of just like
over it,
doing what he wants, over it, slowly but surely not listening to anyone else and doing what he wants to do.
I think we all get to that point.
Right? I know.
At some time in our life, we all get to that point.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
That's why I like the subtlety, because it's not only relatable. That just happens to people. He's just doing it a different way because like he's going to criminal activity, right?
Uh-huh.
But like, yeah, I just like how the show's, it's subtle. It's not too in your face about what decisions he makes. I just really like the way they wrote the show and the way they chose to make his transformation into Saul Goodman, you know?
Yeah.
And then you could even see you can see that his changes just by, you know, like people reacting to him. Like, oh my God, season 4 finale is amazing. Maybe one of the, like, it's probably maybe my second, third, I don't know. It's like up there. It's an amazing episode because it's an episode where basically Jimmy kind of like cons the audience.
Okay.
Because he's saying things and he's basically saying things to Core and he has to like prove something to them.
Uh-huh.
And like, you kind of believe him, and then at the end, you realize, oh shit, he was lying the entire time.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God, first off, not only amazing acting from Bob Odenkirk, because he just basically, he was acting, like he's doing that weird shit where he has to like do that, and like, that was amazing, and I was just like so, like, blown away by it. And then even, because like his girlfriend believed it too. She was there and she believes what he's saying.
Oh, okay.
In reality, he does not care what he's saying. He's just saying it to get his way.
Ooh.
And I remember just being completely blown away because, like, that's never happened to me in a show where, like, I truly believe the character, even though he was lying the entire time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was so good. Yeah, I don't know. Just the acting is, like, so good. And it's not, like, too, like, because I would say Breaking Bad was very much, has more action, more thriller aspects, you know?
Yeah.
With this show, it's not like that. It's more of just the writing and the way Jimmy interacts with people, you know? And it was also like, there's also good doses of comedy. Like, there's literally this one time, there's a montage of him trying to get fired.
Man, I'm gonna watch this show.
And it's so funny, man. He's like in the kitchen, the work kitchen, and he's trying to make a smoothie. And oh my god, I forget what he says, but he accidentally doesn't put the lid on right, and he spills it all over his boss. And it's hilarious. I love it. And he starts wearing, you know, like when you like, he's a lawyer, so he's working for this law firm, just to like, you know, wear like normal professional clothes and, you know, like muted clothes, like coloring, like supposed to wear like black and gray, or you know, like dark blues or whatever. Yeah. He's like wearing like these tacky ass like ties. He's wearing like these suit, like patterned suits, like these really. He wears like a pink suit one time.
Oh my god. Okay, so someone like me, I haven't watched Breaking Bad. I kinda want to watch this show. Should I watch it?
You know what? You can, but I think it would be better if you watched Breaking Bad already.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, it's very much they kind of like, they don't, well, okay, with the flash forward scenes, they kind of expect you to know everything. Okay. Like, they don't tell you anything. That's the thing. So you might be slightly confused as to what's going on those scenes. So that would be kind of confusing. And, like, since it's a show that came directly after it, like, they assume people already know what, you know, happened. Also, there's, like, stuff you might not get. But, like, you could if you wanted to. But I think it would be better. Like, the best way to watch these shows, I would say, definitely is to watch Breaking Bad in its entirety, then watch the movie. Yeah, never watched the movie before, by the way, because it takes place directly after the finale. Okay. So yeah, I would say Breaking Bad, the movie. It's called El Camino. It's on Netflix. All this is on Netflix, by the way, except the fifth season, though. I don't think it's on Netflix yet. Okay. Breaking Bad, movie, Better Call Saul. I would definitely say, but you could do it the other way, which would be in chronological order, right? Because Better Call takes place before it. But like, I would recommend, I think watching Breaking Bad first is the best reason. Also, it's an amazing show. And you would get a lot of the connections you see in Better Call Saul. Because there's a lot of characters that appear in Better Call Saul that are from, like, a lot of them. The only people that don't appear is Walt and Jesse, I would say. Walt and Jesse doesn't appear, obviously. I don't think they ever will, they said that. Which, because, like, it wouldn't make any sense, honestly, because they're just normal people.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, I think Jesse would probably be in high school, honestly, so it wouldn't make any sense. But, I would say, oh my god, I keep on forgetting, I drawn a blank again.
It's okay.
I was just trying to say that, Walt's family doesn't appear, Jesse doesn't appear, those, like, the main characters. Actually, no, one of Walt's family members does appear in Better Call Saul. It's his brother-in-law, who's a cop.
Oh my gosh, I was just about to ask you that, because that's like one of the only characters I remembered from the
Hank?
Episode. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he's in Miracle, so he's in season 5, I think, from what I remember.
Cool.
And yeah, it's really great to see him again. That was really fun. Even his partner is there too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's really, I love when they like, because also it's not like, it's never forced. I feel like it makes sense, because they're literally, they're DA agents, and they're trying to figure out who this kingpin person is, which is Gus, by the way. So like, that's not even a spoiler, it's just like an obvious thing. So like, that it makes sense why they're in there. Also, they're not in like all the season, it's more of like an extended cameo, you know. I don't know if they're even in the next season, I don't know. But there's like a lot of characters, a lot of cartel members are definitely in it from Breaking Bad, because like there's that connection. Actually, you know, an important Breaking Bad character is actually in the first episode at the very end. It's very cool. It's a very cool Easter egg. And that's the thing, though. It kind of loses the impact if you weren't able to see Breaking Bad. You know what I mean, Frank? Because then, like, if you see the guy, you're like, oh, this guy. You have no idea who this guy is, though, right? If you didn't see Breaking Bad. Okay. But when I saw it, I was like, oh my god, it's him. What?
All right. You know, I need something else to watch. Might as well do it.
I recommend it. I definitely recommend it.
You've been recommending it.
I recommend the show to everyone.
Since our first year at college, we were like, you should watch Breaking Bad. So
watch it. Just like watch it. Watch it like right now.
I can do that. Maybe later. I guess that's Better Call Saul, right?
Sounds yeah. It's an amazing show. In my top three shows, actually.
Of course, you know, for those listening, Kyle has a list for almost everything. So top three this, top three Marvel movie. Mm-hmm.
I should update my top shows, though, honestly.
See, he's great. He's got a list for everything. I'm going to move us into our next show.
Yes, which I haven't watched yet, so I'm curious to hear what you think about it. And I know you love it because Chris Evans is in it.
You don't know how excited I am to talk about this show because it's Chris Evans, and it's Chris Evans showing us his talents as someone other than Captain America. So Defending Jacob, I'm pretty sure it was based on a book, I think.
Yeah, it was. I think it was.
And then turned into this limited series on Apple TV Plus. It's basically about this guy, Andy Barber, played by Chris Evans, and his family. He's the assistant district attorney. He's a lawyer, and his family gets wrapped up into this murder case because his son is a suspect.
Yeah.
So it's insane. It's one of those shows where you're sitting there and you're like, oh, I know how it's going to go. And then you're like, wait, no, I don't know how it's going to go. Wait, I do know how it's going to go. What the fuck? And then that's what happens. Right. So my favorite character is Andy Barber. Why is it Andy Barber? Obviously, because it's Chris Evans. But it's not just because it's Chris Evans. You know, Chris Evans, he can play someone one day that I hate, just absolutely despise. But it's Chris Evans. It's not always because it's Chris Evans, you know? Why? It's because, like I said, it was nice to see him as someone else other than Steve Rogers, because he's a really good actor and he directs and he has all this range. So I like seeing him as different characters and having these different personalities, right? Like when he was in Knives Out, he played a complete dick, and that was amazing.
Oh yeah,
because he's
that was amazing.
He's always like, exactly, right? It was nice to see him go from the morally and ethically just all American, well, what America should be, all American guy, Steve Rogers, into this like vengeful, greedy asshole. So
it was an interesting contrast, especially since that movie came out directly after Endgame, like in the same year.
There you go, right? So like Andy Barber, he's cool because he's a good family man and provider. He's basically like the perfect husband. He has, like I said, an amazing job as the assistant district attorney. He loves his family and he would do anything to protect them. He's a little bit stubborn at times, you know, okay, like, you know, most dads are like that. Like, you always have in those families either both parents or at least one parent who never wants to see the worst in their child.
Oh, for sure, yeah. I think that's every parent, though.
And I don't know. Some of them would be like, yeah, I could totally see my kid doing that, but I don't know. But, like, he's a good family guy. He's a good husband. He's awesome. He's like a good character, and I don't want that to come out as biased, because anyone who knows me who listens to this knows I love Chris Evans, but least favorite character, because no one's gonna believe me. My least favorite character is Jacob Barber. He's the son. I absolutely fucking hate that kid.
Which the answer is familiar, though. Wasn't he from...
He was in Knives Out as well, and he was in...
Oh, no, he was in Knives Out. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I remember when I was watching Knives Out, and then after I watched Defending Jacob, and I was like, oh, wait a second, they were in the same movie together. So I absolutely hate him with a burning passion. Because,
oh, my God, why?
He's awful, and he's annoying. Like, during his trial, he wouldn't listen to his dad, who's a fucking lawyer. His dad would be like, okay, so don't do this stuff, don't do that stuff, don't engage with these people, because it's going to make you look bad, and he would do the exact fucking opposite. So, like, he literally did things that could implicate him and make him look absolutely guilty of the murder he's being accused of, but he didn't care. Like,
yeah.
It was so fucking annoying. And then he'd get all whiny and upset because he couldn't handle the fucking consequences of his action. So like, I don't know. It's like, well, just don't do it. Your dad's telling you not to do it. And you're like, I'm going to do it. Then you do it. And you're like, Dad, oh my God, what happened? It's your fault, you fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Okay, but whatever. You're thinking, but he's a kid. But this is a murder charge. Just listen to your father, man. So, you know, anyways, that's my piece. Favorite, least favorite character.
Yeah.
Favorite storylines or character arcs. So I liked both Andy and Lori's character arcs. Those are both the parents of the show. Mm-hmm. Andy started out as like this honest man, both as a father, husband, and lawyer. But then like his protective parental instincts kick in and you see him turn into, I don't know how else to word this, a papa bear, I guess, who will go to any length to protect his son and keep his family together. And Lori, it was kind of the opposite. Like she started off as a mama bear type. And then after really looking at her kid and remembering what he was like as a kid and some behavioral issues he had and whatnot, you kind of see her go from my son could never do this to, oh my God, what if he is a monster? And what if he did kill this classmate of his?
And so he's accused of killing a classmate.
Yeah, he's accused of killing a classmate. And you like see her turn in that sense, like to the point that she can't even look at her son Jacob, or like she doesn't even want to be in the same room as him, and she doesn't trust him. And then the dad is the complete opposite. He's basically like, what do you mean? Our son's an angel, he can do no wrong. And then she's like, don't you remember when he like bit a kid when he was like 7 years old or something? Like something like that. I don't know if he bit a kid exactly, but
like, bit a kid, biting is not too bad. But did he like hurt animals or anything?
I can't remember, because I think I watched this pretty early.
That is the biggest sign, though.
I know. It's arson and hurting animals.
Oh, yeah.
But it was just, like, he had some, like, sketchy behavioral issues as a kid, and, like, the mom remembered that, and then some of this came up when he went through his, like, required therapy for this charge. But to see if he was, like, if they could do any diagnosis mentally, if he was capable of doing something like this. So like the dad's just like, no, la 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 la, everything's fine. And the mom's like, wait a second. So like, yeah, Lori's the most realistic one, while Andy's like ignorant to the fact that his son could do anything wrong, you know, especially murdered someone.
Yeah.
My favorite season. Well, there's only one season, so there's not much to choose from. I'll go with my favorite episode. I'd honestly have to say the pilot is my favorite.
Oh.
Because it sets up the Barber family and it paints them as this picture perfect, all American suburban family. Like while watching this, I'm an independent woman, but I never wanted to be a domesticated housewife so bad. Like that's how perfect they seemed, and like especially if you had a husband who fucking looked like that, wouldn't you want to be domesticated?
And he's a lawyer, right?
Oh my God! Like, listen, I'm a feminist. I'm all for women's liberation, but if I had a husband like that, and he was like, "Listen, I think it'd be great if we had a family, and you quit your job, and you just tend to our family and cook dinner and take the kid to sports and I'll be a present father, but I'm." But I'm the provider. Like, he's not like those dads that's like, okay, well, you are a woman, you cook and take care of child. I go to work, come home.
Yeah, yeah.
It was kind of just like, you know, and I was like,
you know what? Like, I get it, Frank. It's like, I would be the opposite. I want to be a house husband. Like, I'd be okay with that.
I think a lot of us are realizing that as we realize how big of a scam capitalism is and how life
generally also sucks. Just work in general.
Yeah, right. So I mean, minimum wage has to go up, first of all. Capitalism is gonna kill everybody. Let's just all be housewives and house husbands while the inevitable approaches. So yeah, you know, so
what made you want to watch? I know it's like not, I guess it's only because it's one season, but what made you want to like watch the show? Like it was because of the pilot, I guess.
Yeah, like in shows like this, especially if it's like one of these murder shows, what kept me watching was what keeps anyone else watching. You want to know who did it. Like,
yeah, I know for sure.
Was it a kid? Especially if it's only 8 episodes, like one Saturday, you're done. Like, was it Jacob? Was it someone else? Could someone have framed him? Because like there are some other characters, like students and friends of his, where you're like, wait a second, this is sketchy. And then it's just like you're looking at the kid and you think you know, but you don't know. But then you think you know that you know, and you know, one of those things. So, like it may have been a quick watch of a show, but it definitely has you sitting at the edge of your seat, like especially when it seems like everything is going in Jacob's favor while they're in court, but then this, like, they present new evidence and like what they find is insane. Like, I really would like to tell you, but I can't, because I think you should watch the show to see what it's, because it's like when you see it, you're like, oh my god, like it's a jaw-dropping moment where you're like, no way, what the fuck,
yeah,
did this kid really kill that guy? Like, well, guy, it's another kid, whatever. So I'm not gonna say anything else. It's 8 episodes. Take a weekend or like one day if you got a day off to go watch it. It's Chris Evans, come on, you gotta go see American Ass.
Oh, his friend.
You gotta go, and he just looks so great because he's just.
I do, like, miss him, honestly, friend.
You miss him.
I miss him, obviously.
We all miss him, right? You get to see him as a, like, not even a house. You know, you get to see him in, you know, a cute family setting. You
see him as a dad, which is cool.
I know, you see him as a dad, and he makes a very good dad so well that I'm ready to be a stay-at-home mom for someone that I don't even have a husband or anything, right? But but only if they look like that. I'm joking.
But not really.
For those of you who know me, you figure it out. So this had, like, I don't know, wasn't really like any buzz at any award shows or anything. I think they were nominated for some like daytime Emmys. They won one, I don't know if it was the Emmy, but they won an award for best title sequence music or something. His acting was really, you know, it was good, but I guess you just hope that when you have these actors from these ginormous franchises, sometimes it's hard to cast them as something else. Sometimes it's hard to see them as something else. So I just hope that he can also just branch out there and do other meaningful work as well. So he won't always be like, oh my God, it's Captain America, Steve Rogers. Like, which is a good that he left that kind of a legacy, and he's so young, you know, he's only 40. So, but I hope he gets like more.
Actually, I think he's younger than us. He's like 30.
Wait, no, he just turned 40.
Oh my God, he's 40 now. Yeah,
he's 40. Looks great for 40.
He looks great for 40.
I don't know. 40 is like, I think you're like quote unquote old once you're like 80. Honestly, those are my rules.
Yeah, honestly, I've noticed a lot of like men actors look good in their 40s for some reason.
Right, like
actors, only to take care of themselves though.
I know actors can do that. They can look good.
Yeah, because they have money.
Yes.
And resources that we don't have.
No, so next time you see a celebrity and you're like, whoa, they look so different a year ago. That wasn't them at the gym. That's money for surgery.
Oh, for sure.
So please don't get down on yourself. That's most mere regular peasants can't do that. So yeah, that's kind of defending Jacob. I think you should watch it. Everyone should watch it. It's just, it's easy. If you don't want to pay for Apple TV Plus, just do the free trial. You won't need 7 days to finish it. While you're there, watch Ted Lasso. Why not?
Good free trial. Oh my God, Ted Lasso. Fantastic. We talked about it before. Also, season two coming out soon.
So excited. So maybe when season two of Ted Lasso comes out, get the free trial.
Kind of a good
idea,
actually. Yeah.
Get the free trial. Binge first two seasons of that. Defending Jacob.
Well, no.
You're good to go.
Well, no. You know what I would do? I would wait until Ted Lasso's done airing and then do it.
Oh yeah, that's true, because it's only three seasons, right? There you go. So that was our episode 7. Before I give it to Kyle to take us out, we have an MCU special coming up.
Yes.
So usually, so we'll be releasing this week, and then we would have next week of nothing, and then the week after we'd have a new one. But we're going to give it some time. We're going to take a break because MCU is a ginormous beast to tackle. So we've got to properly execute this and organize what episodes will be on what films. Mm-hmm. Are we going to do it in franchise order? Like, is it going to be Thor movies in one?
That'd be interesting to do.
Or are we going to just do it like how they were released and do two movies in one episode? And, you know, and we're thinking we'll wait until Loki is finished.
Yeah. We're thinking of waiting till Loki's done, which is in about 3 weeks. Actually, 2 weeks now. And then Black Widow also comes out soon, literally in 2 weeks. So it's like kind of perfect timing. So
yeah, so it's like we're just gonna wait till everything's kind of settled down, and then
Because that's like a good amount of content we can talk about. Especially it's new content, right?
Exactly.
With Black Widow and Loki.
Fresh, so. Hot off the press.
Which heard great things about Black Widow recently. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, me too.
Actually. Yeah.
And with Loki and Black Widow. Loki and Black Widow, you know what? We probably will be careful about spoilers just because.
Well, of course. Yeah, we will since.
They're very new. Maybe from WandaVision onward.
Yeah, I think the shows. I think we can maybe do some sort of like little spoiler discussion, but then warn maybe.
Yeah, we can do that.
You know? Especially talking about the post credit scenes and how like they'll link together. We could even do like a segment for that maybe. But yeah, we're going to figure out how to, how much, because we definitely can't do this on one episode because that's literally impossible.
Yeah, no, that would be, it would be like a 3 hour.
So we're going to figure out how to split it and then we will start recording like in maybe like 2 to 3 weeks and then you'll get continuous episodes for all that. I think
it should be continuous like weekly or maybe even
Oh, for sure.
Twice a week. I don't know. We'll see. Well, because that's a lot of editing, you know. So we just gotta like figure it out. Once a week, twice a week. I don't know. So
okay.
Stay in for that. Tell your friends. Listen to it. Really dig it and vibe with it when it comes out.
Yes. Yes, Fran. Okay. So should I like?
You should
take this out.
Take this out.
Okay, thanks for tuning in to episode 7 of I Watch That with us. We hope you feel inspired to go watch these shows. They're so great, so you definitely should. Coming up next, as we spoke before, is an MCU special encompassing all the shows and movies. just Marvel Studio shows, not the other shows.
No.
We're still trying to figure it out, but it'll be one big episode. Probably it's going to be a few episodes. Guessing maybe 5, but that's just me guessing. Because I feel like 5 is a good number, but I'm just guessing.
Yeah, we'll see.
So we'll be back in a few weeks. And thank you for listening. And tune in next time.
Which we don't know when that will be, but
it will be in July probably. We could tell you that for sure.
Okay, it'll probably be in July. Don't forget about us. Don't leave us. For all of you, if you missed us, we've got 7 episodes out, so just re-listen to them. Reach out, follow us on social, like I said at the beginning, Instagram and Twitter at @I_watched_that. You can find us, DM us, add us on Twitter, whatever you want to do. Please follow us. It'd be nice to see where you're all from, get some new, I don't know, fans. Ooh, I don't know. What to call you, listeners? I don't know, followers? just followers, interact with us a little bit. Tell us what you like, what you don't like. If you want us to cover any shows or movies that you're like, oh, this would be this would be interesting to hear them talk about. I think that's it. This was fun. Defending Jacob, Better Call Saul, go see them. But if it's Better Call Saul, watch Breaking Bad, watch the movie, then watch Better Call Saul, as per Kyle's recommendations.
Yes. Please do so.
All right. Well, don't forget us. We'll see you next time.
Bye.